Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, breast cancer is the most common diagnosed cancer for women, including those of Maori descent, Pacifica, and Indigenous Australian communities. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Associate Professor Andrew Redfern and talk about this space on the line. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Greetings from Noongar country. I'm great, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming to the program. So here we are in the 21st century. Breast cancer is the most common diagnosed cancer for women, including from Maori, Pacific and Indigenous Australian communities. So a lot of work needs to be done, and we need to do ourselves and do what we need to do to protect ourselves, Professor.
Well, that's right. It's not a problem that's going away. There's a lot of breast cancer about, and certainly in the Indigenous Australian and Maori communities, and it's good to be aware of that. Not to be fearful of it, but just to keep a close eye out, check yourself, encourage other people to do that, and also go for your tests, your mammograms when they're offered, because they're very effective at minimising the problem and making it easy to treat if it happens.
So was there a survey done regarding First Nation people, when we're talking about Maori descent and Pacifica, as well as First Nation here in Australia? There was a survey done to findings about where we sit as First Nation women?
Certainly my own work has involved the Indigenous Australians, though I'm a honorary New Zealand passport holder as well. So certainly in the Aboriginal women, we've looked at all of the Aboriginal women that have had breast cancer for the last 15 years in Western Australia, looking at what kinds of cancer they get, how well it was treated, and what the outcomes were and what we can do to make them better.
Yeah, and a lot of work need to be done in this sense. So for prevention, are we talking about, when you look at breast cancer, is that hereditary? Can it be passed on to children?
It can be, though relatively rarely, less common than people think.
Okay.
Only about 5% of breast cancers have been due to something passed on from the family.
Okay.
And interestingly, we actually found that it was a bit less common in Aboriginal women to have that hereditary link than in the non-Aboriginal population.
Sure.
Which is a good thing, obviously.
And what about ages? Can you help us with that, Andrew, in regarding the ages for breast cancer? Or doesn't... It's not discriminative in that sense.
Though people consider that it's quite common in younger women, I think that's because when younger women get it, it's obviously a tough thing. People getting it when they've still got young families sometimes, so it's those cases are very prominent. But actually, it's an illness that gets a bit more common with each passing year, so it becomes more and more common as you get older. So you can't relax when you're 60 or 70 or 80. And they certainly should still be vigilant then.
Sure, exactly. And how often should our women, when they go for their checkups, is this every 6 months or annually or once a year? Could you tell us figures there?
It depends on your risk. If you've not got a strong family history and there's not a bigger risk, but just the average risk, usually we suggest mammograms in particular to be every 2 years and then a physical checkup every year. And then we recommend people keep an eye on a self-examination probably a few times a year.
Sure. And causes, are we talking smoking, drinking, too much fatty foods?
Surprisingly, it's one of the few things where smoking isn't a big factor. But alcohol is. Also, not exercising increases your risk. Not getting your veggies increases the risk. And also, if people get very overweight, then the risk of breast cancer goes up as well.
So a lot of the onus is on the individual and how they live their life. And we are creatures of habit. We need to just have some good habits in our life.
That's absolutely right. It's rather than going on splurges of healthy behaviour and then falling off the wagon, so to speak, it's best to have some general background things, the exercise, the veggies, there all the time. I think one of the good things is all these things that help prevent breast cancer also help prevent heart disease and diabetes and lots of other stuff we don't want to have. So it's good value to do these things because they protect you in all kinds of ways.
And a silly question, Andrew, but can men get breast cancer?
It's not that silly, and yes, they certainly can. It is a rarity. It's about a hundredth of the rate of women, so we rarely see it. But and guys often don't think about it because there's no real education. So it's often later picked up because they've sat not being sure what it is for a bit longer. So guys should think about it if something unusual happens in that area.
Well, exactly. Well, when you do your check-up, go the full Monty, check-up in all facets of the anatomy, I would say.
Oh, well, that's right. We blokes are not so good at going to get stuff, going to get our health sorted out.
Because we're tough, aren't we?
So that area and lower down as well should get checked up.
Exactly.
Relatively regularly.
Andrew, thank you for the yarn. Great yarn, and good to have the conversation out there. We all need to take care, and longevity is the goal. And if you ain't going to do it for yourself, do it for your children or your grandchildren.
Yeah, absolutely right. No, thanks for having me on. A pleasure.
Andrew, all the best. You take care. Keep smiling, my friend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, cheers. You too, and the listeners.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. That's Associate Professor Andrew Redfern, and just talking about breast cancer in Māori, Pacifica, and Indigenous communities. And, do your checkup. Very important. Do your checkup, your mob, at least once every 2 years. But if you go for a checkup, just have the breast checkup as well. And so we found out that men too can get breast cancer, one in a million, but always, do your checkup as well, brothers. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Gives light to all mankind.
Shine,
the sun shines on the land and the sea. The sun shines on you and me. God has given us the gift of life. The sun has given us equality. This is the lore of the land. Do you know what I mean? You sabe. Do you know what I mean?
Surely as the earth has given us life, it shall also take away.
Some people give, some people take. Some of them love and some of them hate.
You gotta give a little, gotta take a little, gotta be a little more kinder.
This is the lore of the land. Do you know what I mean? You sabe.
Sabe.
Do you know what I
let me elaborate a little? Gotta tell you a little more about it.
When the rain falls on the mountain, the river flows to the sea. Just as fate has brought you to me.
Ooh,
do you
surrounded by the deep blue sea.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
Sweet Yuri, Black Caribbeans, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbibrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling that daily number once again, 1-800-422-416. Looking at the news, the updates for today, the voice is about giving Indigenous people special rights. Former Executive Director at Menzies Research Centre, Nick Cater, says the Indigenous voice to Parliament is about giving Indigenous people special rights instead of equal rights. That's one of the statements there. And what other news we have here? Indigenous and non-Indigenous youth breaking barriers with new Calgary mural. Some young Calgarians are celebrating this Stampede Week with a new effort to encourage diversity in the city. As Gil Tucker shows us, Indigenous and non-Indigenous teens are teaming up to bring people together. And what are the statements here? What happens to the boardroom activists if the Indigenous voice to Parliament fails? If the referendum is successful, we can be sure corporate boards will crow about being on the right side of history. If it fails, what will they do then? The overreach of Indigenous activists by legal activists, by much of the media and, of course, by the Albanese government, is underpinned by deception and an arrogant belief that Australians apparently don't need to consider the risk of the proposed constitutional amendment. Corporate overreach deserves close scrutiny as well. A few weeks ago, businessman Michael Chaney claimed that opposing the voice would betray the Australian people. This paper reported him as saying other chief executives universally shared his views. When I asked other CEOs, I discovered there was no universal agreement. Few would go on the record, though. Who wants to be accused, even wrongly, or betraying their country? As one hugely successful and very astute businessman, a big and committed donor to Indigenous education, told me, we're being asked to go into a huge experiment with just a promise that nothing will go wrong. Most government projects, as I've experienced them, absolutely go wrong, and most of the time they cost overrun, they're often very poorly implemented, and they often don't produce the results they are supposed to produce. But somehow this one's going to be perfect. This observation and Chaney's intervention invites others a closer scrutiny of a host of Australian companies and not-for-profits that have sided with The Voice. This would also be true if their boards advocated against The Voice, but since there appears to be none or a muscular member who are against The Voice publicly, the analysts that follows focus on board members who have signed up companies and other organisations they do not own to the Yes campaign. Let's start with the legal overreach. The first thing governing bodies of companies and NFPs must do is discharge their statutory and fiduciary obligations of care. They shouldn't make any decision to in relation to The Voice or any other matter without getting approval, legal and commercial advice on what this proposal, if successful, would mean for their enterprise. For example, did the boards of BHP and Rio Tinto seek clear advice on the possible and probable impact of The Voice on environmental planning and other processes for their existing and future projects? If they didn't do this before throwing the company's name and money behind the Yes cause, then there are legitimate questions as to whether they breached their duties to shareholders. Patiently, these companies and other large companies woke up in the proper sense of woke far too later to the implications of the Albanese government industrial relations changes in relation to, amongst other things, patent bargaining and some same job, same pay. They claimed they weren't told about the government's industrial relations plans. That excuse won't work when it comes to The Voice. If these boards discover, as many of us suspect, that The Voice will be able to hold future mining projects hostage as leverage for reparations and a treaty, board members cannot then claim they didn't anticipate these consequences. Shareholders may consider class actions against these companies for being negligent in failing to consider the foreseeable consequences of a major constitutional change that negatively impacts their company. We're not done with legal overreach companies, and NFPs must use shareholder funds and company assets of for proper purposes and in the best interest of their entity. Directors are not entitled to devote company money to the pet political and social projects of a few directors or even all the directors without clear evidence that this is in the best interest of the company. So there lies the vision into if the voice does pass, what are the rules and regulation thereafter? The sort of questions that people are asking. So we need to have these questions answered by attending the functions and the different meetings that they're having around the country regarding voice to parliament. But the referendum is going to go ahead, and we have to vote yes or no on that. But get all the information before you make your vote. Have your say. Yanup Song here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416 for Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yanup Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yan, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yanup Strong, your mob. Now, Australia's Straight Industries research reveals the barriers LGBTQIA+. Young Aussies face when getting a postgraduate job. Following new research on LGBTQIA plus youth exclusivity barriers and support in the workplace, the Pinnacle Foundation urges eligible queer youth to apply for its 2024 scholarship applications are now open until 31st of August. And talking about the space, I want to have a chat now with Andrew State, CEO and MD at Pinnacle on the line. Andrew, good morning. Andrew, how are you? You there, Andrew? Hello. Yeah, got you. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you based, Andrew?
I'm based in Melbourne.
In Melbourne. Cold. Yeah. I'm up here in far north Queensland, Cairns.
Today.
Singlet football shorts I got on at the moment.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. Listen, talking about this important space here. So Australia's Straight Industry Research reveals the barriers LGBTQIA plus young Aussies face when getting a postgraduate job. So what can we all do to knock down these barriers?
Well, look, yes. I mean, we've just got to start to look past the labels and stereotypes that people are still placing on young people who might grow up gay or non-binary or trans, because, you know, these young people are still suiciding and self-harming at between 5 and 11 times the rate of other young Australians. And that's directly because of the prejudice, the bullying and the abuse that they face. So if we just recognise that young people are, you know, just deserve our support and the opportunities that other young people take for granted, then, you know, we'll be well on the path to having a more, a richer and more inclusive society.
Well, we should be all open-minded and open with our hearts as well when a young person applies to a job, no matter who they are, what they are, where they come from, and their beliefs or what have you.
Exactly. And we've seen with, you know, our research just keeps affirming that, you know, people recognise these problems exist, but for many they just, you know, we don't seem to be overcoming them. So one of the things that we do through the scholarships program that the Pinnacle Foundation awards, you know, we award scholarships to young LGBT people who faced into some of these challenges. So we help them to study full-time, sure, either at university or at TAFE, and we match them with a mentor who's someone who's walked their path. So a good example would be if you are a young, I don't know, gay woman who's growing up and face some challenges and you want to study nursing, then we will not only give you the funds to complete your studies, but we'll also match you with a woman who's a gay nurse who's much more advanced in her career,
who
can support you on that journey and help you. Because if you've grown up in an environment where maybe no one in your family's gone to uni or TAFE, then sometimes you just don't know how to even fit in when you get there. So you need more than the funds. You need that support around you, and that's what we give.
Exactly. And so industries, organisations, companies, what have you, should be more open-minded. Look, coming as First Nation man, you know, in regard to applying for a job, we virtually get the same dramas as well in regard to the colour of our skin and who we are, sort of thing. So we have cultural awareness. Should there be something similar in regarding LGBTQIA?
Well, definitely. There was some research that was done by the Mitchell Institute back in 2017, and it looked at what were the most disadvantaged youth cohorts, and the two most disadvantaged were Indigenous young people and LGBTQIA plus young people. And if you overlay one on the other, you can imagine if you're
exactly
a young
double whammy, bammy.
Well, you do, and so that's why it's so important. And thankfully, some of our, you know, some corporates are stepping up, so places like BHP and Rio Tinto and Mervac in the construction spaces are funding scholarships with us to help young people, but also to help educate their people and their communities by having the scholars come along and share their stories of growing up and what happened to them, so that people can sort of hopefully start to reflect on those, you know, those prejudices and biases that they might themselves hold.
Exactly.
And to, because we know that if you, you know, grow up and you're, you know, and you tell your parents you're gay, let's say, if your parents love you and say they still love you regardless, you're far more likely to have be safe from a mental health perspective than if your parents reject you. And similarly in your community, if you're bullied at school for being different,
exactly,
it makes it really tough, really tough.
And then we're talking bullying and discrimination, what have you. Well, we're in the process and have been fighting this war for since day dot, stamping it out, you know, in the sporting field, in the workplace and what have you. Well, same needs to be done for our community with the LGBTQIA.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and if there are people who are listening who, you know, you might know a young person, a young First Nations person who might be gay or they might be trans or they might be non-binary, then just encourage them to jump onto our website and put an application in for a scholarship, because the applications are open until the end of August for study starting in 2024. And to be eligible, a young person needs to be aged between 18 and 26, identify as being a member of the LGBTQIA plus community.
Sure.
And just it takes under an hour to put in the application, but you know, once you're accepted, we fund you to go to uni.
Good.
We give you this access to a mentor, and there's also this whole group of people right across the country, from our corporate partners, our volunteers, donors in all parts of the country, who come together to support the scholars, and we term that group the Pinnacle Family, because, you know, particularly for the young scholars who've been rejected by their own families,
exactly,
they're proud to say that they're part of the Pinnacle Family, and it just gives young people that.
Well, it empowers them, and they're still with us, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Mm. So it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing, and, you know, we don't expect anything in return from the scholars. All they have to do is, you know,
live a good life with a smile on their dial.
Yeah, exactly. And
be
and
the
we
best
know
they can be.
Yeah, be the best they can be. And we see lots of the scholars when they graduate, they volunteer their time back with us to help the next generation.
Exactly. Exactly. And what's the web page people can go to?
Exactly.
What's your web page? Sorry?
Yeah, it's thepinnaclefoundation.org.
Okay, one word, thepinnaclefoundation.org.
Yeah, thepinnaclefoundation.org, and there's lots of information on applying, and it doesn't take too long. So if there's people listening who might know someone who'd benefit, please encourage them to jump online and have a look.
Andrew, thank you for the yarn. So powerful and very important. Have a great day. Keep warm, and we'll yarn soon, Andrew.
Fantastic, Trevor. I'm jealous of those questions. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Andrew State. His name is CEO and MD at Pinnacle. And Barry is faced by Indigenous LGBTQIA plus youth in education and careers. Well, there is a webpage there. If you fit that description, get in touch with the Pinnacle Foundation. And that's one word, all the W's, thepinnaclefoundation.org. Do check it out. Reach out, and there's support for you. Help you become the best you that you can be. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Thinking about your body next to mine. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember. Hey, Mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
We are fighting for our rights in the land of the indigenous. We got to stand up for our rights. Australian bites to the coral gates of the Torres Straits. Know where we all stand in the land of the indigenous. Voices of this land and the spirit of the Torres Strait. Come together as one in the land of indigenous.
Shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
In the deep washes in the shallows. They don't want to speak about the first battles. They can only see when they're looking down a barrel. I see the shadows, I hear the shots, I feel the spirit from the fight that never stopped. They want to talk about how far we got,
it never stops.
Where the bodies drop, they build up the old parking lot. And they called us survival, put us on a mission. Force fed us bubbles, they put statues on our land just to worship false idols. Cuffs on our hands just to keep us in a cycle. Blood on their heads, bodies at their feet. And there's a warning, they gon' hang them from the trees. Name for the banks, rivers and the streets. Now the shadows never leave, no justice, no peace.
I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
I'm the product of resistance, I am body who survived. I'm the strength of that spirit, I'm the voice of who have died. So who the fuck are you to civilize? No, we can't rely when you recall. I hear your words, I see your lies. And in the dead of night, you can hear those babies cry. You can feel those eyes from the banks where they lay beside. Feel it in your spine when you know you're not alone. Shine bright till the shadows make it home.
Stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got all free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. I see shadows on the hill, up beside.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
In the 1960s, many people fought for their basic human rights. The right to walk into shops, cinemas, try on clothes, swim in a public pool, to buy a cuppa from a local cafe, and of course the right to vote. They are part of the movement changing the world. One man, Eddie Kweki Mabo, took the fight to the highest establishments in the land. He challenged the most powerful laws of the country. A legacy of a courageous man, a freedom fighter, a deep thinker, a free spirit, a father, son and brother. A person connected to the history and a visionary that saw long into the future. He knew that things must change for his people.
The messenger breathes his truth with a native tongue. For the future, the journey, an important one. His story was one about birthright. History will remember this great fight. That moment Terra Nullius abolished, planted a seed for our people to be acknowledged. Inspire minds with missions of sovereignty. Reclaim our heritage, reclaim our identity.
A warrior stands for its beliefs. What is a chief if he never learns to lead? Carry the flags, burn an ammo created for us, and tell our stories so our children believe. George Mice said we deserve the best. The time for change is here, stand proud and show our strength. And in this moment may we never forget those who fought the battles for us to get respect. Sight, a legacy of Jewel, the great fight. Let's not forget David Passy, who shares this moment. That spear that broke a system, so heroic. They are the leaders of which the future will remember. History is the story we speak.
Yeah, Corky, that's Mau Power here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, Trevor. Yourself?
I'm well. Good to hear your voice, brother. What's happening?
Well, I want to report on the green patch.
Yes.
In Coolville, our green patch, our beautiful place, it was a beautiful place, which is the park by the side of the highway on the Mulgrave River there.
In Coolville. Yes.
Which was the green patch, which is now the green and grey patch.
And what's the grey? Is it the buildings, the concrete?
The grey is gravel that they've put all over the park, because there's a couple of acres of beautiful green there with three beautiful, huge, big fig trees on there. They're water cherry trees, fig trees.
Mm.
And there was just a rest area, but then the council made this camping area there. And they did a circular concrete track around the trees, and people would go from the rest area down to the camping area they made. But once it rains, they start going off the concrete track onto the grass.
Mm.
And we've had a little bit of rain recently, and so it was getting messed up really bad. And I've had a car on and off on the bus to Cairns to get a spare part yesterday.
Mm.
I've been knocked out of action down there, but they put truckloads and truckloads and truckloads of the concrete onto the grass, and the back area is completely covered in grey gravel now, and all around.
And not a pretty sight, you reckon?
It's not a pretty sight, mate. Mm. It's just, it was a beautiful place. It's called the Green Patch. You can barely see any grass left.
Mm.
It's just a bad thing. And that camping area, it's going to get worse. It's just so terrible environmentally, and we still don't know here. We've got an MP in Gordonvale, Labor MP, member for Mulgrave, Curtis Pitt. He seems to have disappeared and wanted time out. So,
and Tony, do people have access to the water?
The council still shut the gates. You come in, there was just a rest area, then you go through the rest area and there's a gate at the back and you go down under the bridge, and that's our river access.
Mm.
So you can walk them, but
sure.
You know, but the grass is 10 foot high and it's just a huge mess. The council doesn't mind it. We can't get down there. People find other ways to get there. And we can't take our people down there by car, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying it's a really mess. So it's the green and grey patch at the moment, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to end up with no green left.
Have a new title now, not the green patch, green-grey patch.
The green and grey patch, yeah. Mm. It's just a disaster in a modern time. It's, you know, they paved Paradise, put up a parking lot. I'm speechless at what I saw the other day. I saw the tail end of it, and there's hardly any green left down there. It's just
disheartening, isn't it?
It is, mate. It's tragic if you know what a peaceful, beautiful place it is. I wanted to talk about it.
Is there room for, is there nice areas for family to go and have picnics and barbecues?
Well, we had a car park down the bottom when the gates open, but we can't get down there
because the gates are closed and locked.
Yeah, because they've locked the gate to the river access.
Yeah, gotcha.
So we can't get away from the campers, and it's like a huge wagon train there. It's like a wagon train. You get 50 night time, and they're there. And, anyway.
You're talking about it anyway, so people are listening, and hopefully councillors are listening to do something about it or converse with the constituents. Tell them what's going on.
Well, there's only one person in charge of it now, which is the Division 1 councillor, Brett Moller, for the Cairns Council, because Cairns and Gouldenvale Council amalgamated.
Mm.
We really think what Moller's done is that is traitor to town, you know, and then what we've got coming up is they want to siphon the water from the river and to take it into Cairns.
Mm.
So we just think that it's just a traitor to the town and our rights. He's working for Cairns and destroying our in Gouldenvale. He's the Gouldenvale councillor. And the mayor's resigning. There's another woman coming in. I think her name was Eden.
Mm.
I'll get off that. But
sure.
There's something else I wanted to say. I heard this other news where the new king, they've got Albanese.
King of England? King Charles?
Yeah, him.
And his queen?
Well, this is it. I can't believe how they are there, you know. I mean, the pair of them, they've broken every rule in the royal code book, you know, by getting to where they are. And I hear that they turned down the heating in the palace to 19 degrees, you know. Well, I mean, it's the middle of the summer in England.
Exactly.
No one said that. I just figured that one out. Ridiculous. I just can't understand with the deceit that went on and the death of the Princess Di and all that, that them two made it to where they are.
Exactly.
I mean, that Camilla knew he was married, right? Mm. She knew he was married.
Exactly.
She knew.
All shambles. All shambles, isn't it?
It's disgusting, mate.
She must have did some black magic to Charles because he's right there.
I don't have time to properly say what I want to say. I've got a really royal roast prepared, but I don't have time today. I've adjusted my clocks, and there's only a couple of minutes left.
All right, brother. I got someone on the line, but thank you for the call. That's Tony Gibbs there. Thank you, brother. And look, we're going to catch up and have a yarn. I believe Selwyn's calling in as well to add to the conversation. Got him on the line. Selwyn, are you there? Good morning, Selwyn.
Yeah, brother. I was living out of Nick Hines and the Winfield, the Blues, when they bought in Cody Walker. You can understand that, you know, Currie's feeling of racism, the treatment of Currie players, brother.
Yes.
And sort of vindicated by that win to the Blues because of the strength of Cody Walker. And, brother, also another bloke, Currie, Anthony Mundy has been vindicated, brother, because of the treatment of Benny Ant by Bulldogs. He wants to make a decision for his family. And Anthony Mundy in support for Sonny Bill Williams, you know, to go to another club.
Yeah.
Because he said to Sonny, look, he has to make a decision for your family. The club do it. You know, they don't sack players plays badly. Well, what the treatment of Benny Ant, and he want to go back to Brisbane for his family.
Yeah.
And it vindicates Anthony Mundine, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. There it is, Deadly Yarn there with Selwyn. Trinity Trevor's going to sign up for today's program. Thank you very much. National Talk Black, one-hour program, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. But you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Otherwise, your mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon.